Good evening, Hollywood. This is Heywood Jablomi with the DTF 6 o'clock news. Tonight, we bring you the top stories affecting your world today. Last night, we've received reports of a Sasquatch sighting. The woman who reported the sighting, 23-year-old Edith Midick, described the creature as a less hairy cousin it. Edith reportedly dropped acid with the creature before it stumbled away. Ms. Midick did not secure any photographic evidence and is currently behind bars. In Hollywood news, a box office record was smashed this weekend by the blockbuster film Gecko Man 4, Rise of Tadpole, opening to $215 million. And now, here's a quick clip from the film.
Listen to me, Tadpole. You're my prodigy. I need you to do two things. One, go delete my hard drive and browser history. And two, you need to take on the responsibility of saving the good people of this city.
Gecko Man! Gecko Man! Gecko Man!
Wow, that's moving stuff right there. The rough landing of an airliner flying to LAX this past weekend was determined to be the result of a mechanical failure. Fortunately, no one, including decorated pilot Sum Ting Wong of Malaysia Airlines, was injured. Now, over to Mike with sports.
Hey folks, Mike Oxlong here. Last night, the Angels fell 4-3 to the Phillies in extra innings. In NFL news, there's rumors swirling of the Los Angeles Rams coach Jeff Fisher giving a tryout to a dog who became famous after a video of the pup catching footballs went viral. I'm convinced that my staff is screwing with me and just aping the plot of Air Bud 2 Golden Retriever, but they assure me that this is real news. Back to you, Heywood.
Thanks, Mike. Now over to Hugh Gerald Rection with the local weather.
Hey, we've been enjoying very warm weather this week, but we'll be looking at a change of pace this Tuesday. Expect light showers around noon for 3 to 5 minutes, and then for the sun to come back and for the drought to continue for another 32 weeks. Back to you, Heywood.
Thanks a lot, Hugh. We're getting word of a developing situation going on downtown. We're going live to Harry Cox on the scene.
Thanks, Heywood. This is Harry here, live in Hollywood. Behind me, you'll notice what looks like the aftermath of a riot. Cars turned on their sides, fires burning in the streets. Your eyes do not deceive you. But this is not the result of a riot, ladies and gentlemen. We're hearing from eyewitnesses that this scene is the result of a group of rowdy American and Japanese men searching for chocolate milk. They've entered the local Vons supermarket and may be involved in a standoff with local police. Let's hope they bring a Nesquik end to this situation. Back to you, Heywood.
Well, this was the DTF 6 o'clock news. Join us again tomorrow night, same time, same channel. As always, good night and good news.